The United States, the European Union and several Arab nations have issued a call for a temporary ceasefire in Lebanon. It comes amid escalating fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, in which hundreds have been killed and thousands displaced. The United States and France are proposing a 21-day truce, which officials say will provide time for both parties to negotiate a diplomatic conclusion to the conflict. Speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said all-out war must be avoided at all costs.
To all sides, let us say in one clear voice, stop the killing and destruction, turn down the rhetoric and threats, step back from the brink. An all-out war must be avoided at all costs. The people of Lebanon, as well as the people of Israel and the people of the world, cannot afford Lebanon to become another Gaza.
The Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, will brief the Cabinet today on her plans to ban XL bully-type dogs following a number of serious attacks. Minister Humphreys will later sign regulations that will ban the ownership of XL bully dogs in two stages. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
From next Tuesday, it will be against the law to import, breed, sell or rehome the XL bully-type dog. And from February next, it will be illegal to own these dogs without a certificate of exemption, which will be available free of charge from local authorities. Owners will be able to apply for the cert from Tuesday if their dog is licensed, microchipped and neutered. Minister Humphreys will tell Cabinet that the ban is necessary in the interests of public safety, following the death of Nicole Morey in Limerick, an attack on a small child in Kerry last month, and the horrific attack on a boy in Wexford last year.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has said it is crucially important the implementation of the government's residential zone tax, land tax, proceeds immediately. It's due to take effect from February next year, and in the coming days, ministers are to discuss how it can be introduced with an exemption for active farmers. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
The ESRI says land prices can account for 20% of the final cost of a home. Lowering the cost of a site is the only way the government can reduce the price of new housing, according to the organisation. And taxing unused development land is the best way to achieve that, it said. Despite efforts to increase house building, the ESRI says the number of new homes won't increase this year from last. It's also urged the government not to put more money into the economy in next week's budget, but it says there should be limited tax cuts to keep pace with inflation.
The Sexual Exploitation Research and Policy Institute has raised concerns that women and girls are being controlled and exploited through the online sex trade in Ireland. It monitored the online advertising of prostitution over 4 weeks and found an average of 878 profiles were advertised daily. Less than 3% of the accounts were Irish, in line with previous research demonstrating that most of those involved are migrant women. The research body has called for stronger legislation, enforcement and resources to respond to online pimping and sexual exploitation. Waterways Ireland has confirmed that a section of steel fencing along the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin has been removed. The structures were put in place due to safety concerns after several tents were pitched near the water. The barriers along a length of waterway at Portobello were dismantled yesterday. Waterways Ireland said the action is a further step to fully opening the amenity. A stretch of Dublin Bay that has never been accessible to the public is being opened today as part of a new greenway in the capital. The Dublin Port Talca Estuary Greenway will also allow people to safely travel to ferry terminals at the port by bike. The almost 2.5-kilometre walking and cycling route begins in the East Point Business Park near East Wall and runs to the ferry terminals inside Dublin Port. The Heritage Director of Dublin Port, Lar Joy, says the move is part of a wider plan to make Dublin Port a public amenity.
Beforehand, this would have been just the edge of the port. You would have had some trees, but it was an area that no one could come into because there was a large number of yards around this area. So we've opened up the port. The first part of it is about a kilometre going through a forested area. And then the rest, you're going to get these amazing views of Clontarf, but over as far as Howth and the North Gull Wall.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A very wet and cloudy start this morning with bands of rain becoming widespread and heavy at times. The rain will be heaviest and most persistent across Leinster with spot flooding possible. Northerly winds will be fresh and gusty at times with highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow rain and wind warning for counties Dublin and Wicklow. The alert comes into effect at midday with the forecast a warning of spot flooding and possible traffic disruption. And there's a warning that northerly winds will reach gale force 8 at times later this evening on Irish coast from Carlingford Loch to Cairnsore Point to Mizzenhead.